Last week, I had the opportunity to visit two of my priest friends from the seminary, one who is in Baltimore and one who is in Washington, D.C. Grateful to all of you for giving me the opportunity to go. Of course, the highlight was spending time with them, but I also had the chance to visit the National Gallery of Art in Washington. And among the beautiful images there, there is arguably one of the most famous paintings of Melchizedek meeting Abraham. The story from our first reading. I posted a picture of it on the cathedral's Facebook page so you can see what I'm talking about. It's an incredible image. In the early 1600s, Peter Paul Rubens was commissioned to design a series of tapestries to be hung in Madrid for the Feast of Corpus Christi, today's feast. And of all the themes that he could have chosen, he chose the meeting of Abraham with Melchizedek. Abraham dressed in battle attire, Melchizedek in royal garments, priestly garments. And at the exact center of the image, as only an artist skillfully like Rubens could do, was bread. Melchizedek the priest giving bread and wine to Abraham. And their eyes are locked on each other as if they are the only two people in the painting who realize that the bread and wine signify so much more than bread and wine. 2,000 years before Jesus, and another 2,000 years before you and I would gather here this morning, God was already blessing us with bread and wine. And as St. Augustine reminds us, that the New Testament is concealed in the Old, and the Old Testament is revealed in the New, Jesus the priest, like Melchizedek the priest, is feeding us. But it's no longer bread and wine, but his own body and blood. So if Abraham's response to receiving bread and wine was to give Melchizedek a tenth of everything, what is our response to the Lord for giving us his body and blood? How can we respond to the Eucharist? A few suggestions, five easy suggestions. First, come early to Mass so you have time to prepare. Dress as nicely as you can for Mass. Go to Mass at least once during the week. Sign up to do one ministry at Mass, singing, serving, greeting, reading, communion, and take a weekly hour in our Adoration Chapel. Five suggestions. Come early to Mass, dress as nicely as you can for Mass, go to Mass at least once during the week. Sign up to do one ministry during Mass. And take a weekly hour in our Adoration Chapel. Or how about this suggestion? What are you doing at 10:45 this morning? From 10:45 to 1, our procession with the Eucharist through the streets of Dodge City. Give just a part of your day to join our procession. Maybe just pick one altar, or two, or half of the procession, or give me a ride back to my car, whatever it is. When Peter Paul Rubens painted his classic image of the meeting of Abraham and Melchizedek, he used his artistic mastery to draw all eyes to the exchange of bread and wine. But he wanted us not just to focus on those two men, but on who they represent. Christ giving us the bread of life.